Deadline is Thursday midnight. Come on. Say I love you to someone. It feels good. Buffalo Springfield.
Listen to my bluebird loud. She can't tell you why. Deep within her heart you see.
Springfield and Bluebird. Allison Steele, Nightbird. WNEWFM in the new groove with you until 6 a.m.
You know, Karen, I used to think you were a really freaky girl, learning how to yodel, running off to Tibet for Labor Day weekend.
Well, everybody has their little outs, Walter.
But you were such a homebody making this coffee,
yeah,
and measuring just the right amounts of coffee and
the
water.
Well, the mamas teach care in small things.
And you went all the way back to the store for the correct grind.
Well, there is only one correct grind for each coffee maker.
Karen, you know, I think underneath that chrome leotard, you're probably a very sweet girl. I mean, you made a full three-quarter pot just for the two of us.
Oh, one must make at least three-quarters with pot, Walter. Her coffee has no soul.
What really got me was your insisting on cold water to start the brewing.
Any guru can tell you good coffee has to start with cold water.
Karen, the coffee is really delicious. Could you stop standing on your head long enough to have some with me?
Coffee. It makes you think. And things happen over it. So next time you have something to think about or talk over, do it over coffee. The think drink.
Walter, why has it never occurred to you before that a lot of girls have some pretty bright ideas about many things, not only coffee? Think about that one. The preceding Think Minute was brought to you by the International Coffee Organization. And remember, when you need to think things over, think them over, over coffee.
Jacques Demy. This 37-year-old French director has already earned a substantial niche in the European cinema. His style is as individual and romantic as his Umbrellas of Cherbourg. Now, in Model Shop, he explores the plastic poetry of Los Angeles. Model Shop, starring Anouk Aimée and Gary Lockwood. Model Shop, from Columbia Pictures, in color. Rated M, suggested for mature audiences.
Model Shop, it's now playing at Lowe's Orpheum and the Cinema Rendezvous. Put that on your list of movies. Movies, something we all enjoy, the theater, we all enjoy that. We like to dance, we like to go to discotheques. But sometimes, when you make the dizzy rounds, as they say in the columns, sometimes I get the feeling that there is just something more, something else that you haven't quite touched, that you haven't reached in this constant round of being entertained. Mainly because you are the observer. You sit back and you watch what others can do. Now, what would happen if you yourself provided the entertainment? What would happen if you could communicate totally and thoroughly with other human beings and therefore derive a measure of entertainment and pleasure and perhaps knowledge about yourself and other people as well? There is such a possibility. Cerebrum. Cerebrum. A third of the brain. Also, an electronic studio of participation. Something entirely new. A complete departure. Q said it's far from the madding world. A total break with all traditional nightlife. Where you relax, commune, and touch. What happens at Cerebrum is part of you and part of the other people that share a three-hour session. There are 2 3-hour sessions nightly, from 8 until 11 p.m. and from 11:30 until 2:30 a.m. You make a reservation because everything starts at once. You are the catalyst at Cerebrum. A super electric, turned on, far out fantasy land, says the Daily News. And the New York Times adds, Cerebrum eludes definition, a new form of communication. Something you must participate in to fully understand. And you can, any night. Cerebrum is at 429 Broome Street. And it's easy to reach. You can drive straight down Broadway. And it's a block east. Or you can take any subway to Canal Street. It's 3 blocks above Canal Street. 8 to 11 and 11:30 to 2:30. Cerebrum. Total communication as far as you choose to go. Call them. 966-4031. Cerebrum. Live adventures of blues. All right, okay. I stepped on his lines. Good. Guess maybe that's the next cut, huh? No, same cut. I didn't give him a chance. He wanted. It was a bow out. I just made up a word. That was The Live Adventures of Mike Bloomfield, and that was undoubtedly Mr. Al Cooper. Dear Mr. Fantasy. Allison Steele, the night bird, that's me. WNEW-FM, 102.7 on your dial, Metro Media Stereo in New York, in the new groove, until 6 a.m. We've had some Beatle excitement here over the weekend. I hope you heard our Beatle Spectacular on the Scott Mooney Show on Sunday. And we have a little more Beatle excitement. How would you like to own a copy of the fascinating, exciting book about the Beatles, the only version ever authorized by the Beatles, McGraw-Hill, publishers of The Beatles. It's the authorized biography by Hunter Davis, have made available 100 copies, all of them autographed by one of the Beatles. And if you'd like a copy, your chance is as good as anybody's. Just send me a postcard with your name and address and your age, and send it to The Beatles, Box 1948, GPO, General Post Office, New York, 10001. You can send as many postcards as you like. The winners will be chosen at random. That's why I say you have as much chance as anybody. You have 100 chances. I don't know what the odds are. I don't know how many postcards we'll get. But you might as well get your bundle in. Not in a bundle, one at a time, but as many as you like. And don't forget to include your name, your address, and your age. There's a deadline. The deadline is Tuesday. That's tonight at midnight. And postcard, your name, your address, your age, address to the Beatles, Box 1948, GPO, New York, 10001. And you may be one of 100 people to win a copy of The Beatles, the authorized biography by Hunter Davies. Take a shot at it. What do you got to lose? A nickel? Is that what a postcard costs? A worthy investment. A mere pittance, my dear, to have a volume of that nature on your shelf. This item, the fact that Negro History Week and Lincoln's birthday fall together, is not coincidental. Mr. Lincoln had a perception and sensitivity that transcended the 19th century. The New York State Division of Human Rights asks you to adopt this open-minded attitude toward our Negro neighbors and their culture at this time of year. Earth Opera, The American Eagle Tragedy. the United States of America, the American Metaphysical Circus, preceded by Earth Opera and the American Eagle Tragedy. Allison Steele, the Nightbird here, WNEW-FM, in the new groove with you. On a Tuesday morning, I get confused. I always have to stop and think once or twice about what night it was when I got here, and it does follow as night doth follow day, or something like that, that Willie said, that it's got to be the next day, but it takes me a moment to get oriented. It is a Tuesday morning, right, and we'll hear until 6 a.m. We have Taj Mahal with a dedication to whomever. You don't miss your water till the well runs dry, baby.
In the beginning, baby, you really love me. But I was too blind to really see you. But now you left me.
Butterfield Blues Band, and Last Hope's Gone. A little bit of Mel Brown and Chunk of Funk to take us up to news time. Frugal way to, or chicken or monkey or whatever you choose, my dear. Our way up to 3 o'clock, may I remind you that you are tuned to WNEW-FM 102.7 on your dial, Metro Media Stereo in New York, and that this is Allison Steele, your very own Night Bird, who will commence the second half of our journey to dawn right after the 3 o'clock news, which is right now.
23 degrees and clear at 3 o'clock. This is WNEW News. Up to the minute, Dave Marish reporting. 2,000 sanitation men are working through the early morning hours to clear snow from the city streets. Yesterday, the department canceled all days off and put over 5,000 men on the streets, plus 900 emergency laborers. Another 157 emergency truck drivers and 110 hired drivers were also taken on. A spokesman says more will be hired today, and the number at work clearing the white stuff might top 6,000. Priority is being given to clearing the city's main arteries, but some effort will be spent today on side streets. Garbage collection will be canceled again today to allow the department to concentrate its men. Yesterday, two large bulldozers and two wreckers were used to open a service road to snowbound Kennedy Airport. 150 stalled automobiles were removed during the operation. No one has come up with an accurate estimate of what it's going to cost, but the latest guess is $700,000 in overtime alone. The outlook for the morning as far as the commuter rush is concerned, first the airports. Newark has one runway in operation for incoming and outgoing flights. There are long delays, especially outbound, but things are moving, and airport officials are optimistic that another runway may soon be in service. Kennedy Airport officials will confer shortly after dawn this morning. Current plans call for a return to limited service about 8. At LaGuardia, the snow turmoil is still rampant. No service expected before 6 p.m. at the earliest. On the highways, the major bottleneck at this hour is on the Cross Bronx Expressway, where backed-up cars have jammed the George Washington Bridge. Police are rerouting traffic to the Lincoln Tunnel. Both the Lincoln and Holland Tunnels are reported okay. Police report the Long Island Expressway is backed up in both directions in the vicinity of Old Westbury. A tractor trailer has all lanes blocked. Police say motorists should avoid the Long Island Expressway in that area. The Major Deegan Expressway is clear except for the 233rd and 179th Street exits. They're blocked. The Bronx River Parkway is clear up to 233rd Street. After that, all the exits are blocked. There's no traffic on the New England Thruway and the Hudson River Parkway. Cars are banned from those roads for the time being. The East River and West Side highways are open. There are no major tie-ups. Two lanes are open in both directions. Mass transit lines, the railroads to Long Island, will have some diesel service this morning, but it will be sporadic at best. Company officials are guessing now that there will be shuttle service once every hour, or perhaps once every hour and a half. The Penn Central optimistically says service will be close to normal by the morning. At Port Authority, the report is that bus service is already close to normal, with rush hour service likely to be pretty good. The subways below ground, things are running close to schedule. Major problem lines right now are the 7th Avenue IRT in the Bronx, which is out between East 180th Street and Dyer Avenue, the Rockaway Division of the IND in Brooklyn, and the Sea Beach Line, which is out of service from 59th Street to Stillwell Avenue. On Long Island, the Shank Line, which runs commuter buses to the North Shore, says today is not their day. Nothing much will be moving. On the South Shore, the B Line says it will try, but it won't make any promise beyond that. The New York City public school system will be in operation today. Classes running as scheduled, except on Staten Island, where elementary schools will be shut and junior and senior highs won't open until 10. Parents are reminded that no school bus service is offered and there will be no hot lunches available. Catholic schools in the city will have elementary classes open and high school grades closed. The city university is shut in all its branches. NYU is open, except at the University Heights campus in the Bronx. In other news this morning, Freddie Mullins died in a rain of police bullets at Mesquite, Texas. He had held 17-year-old Jeannie Lewis hostage in a shopping center cafeteria for almost 10 hours. Police engaged Mullins in conversation, and when Miss Lewis broke away from him, officers shot him to death before he could fire a shot. The girl was unhurt. In South Vietnam, corruption continues to plague the Saigon government, and it's a touchy subject as far as President Nguyen Van Thieu is concerned. With a report, here's Alan Dawson.
Vietnamese President Thieu sent a letter to the Congress telling deputies and senators it would not be in the national interest for them to publicly name corrupt officials. The extraordinary message says that the government has a campaign on at present to cut down corruption. It carefully does not say to eliminate corruption, but the congressman should not exaggerate cases. The letter intimates that the anti-corruption struggle should be conducted backstage away from the glare of publicity. Some so-called corruption cases cited by deputies and senators, said the president's letter, have proved groundless. Publicity about corruption, it concludes, is disadvantageous to the national cause. Alan Dawson, Metro Media News, Saigon.
On the sports scoreboard in college basketball, Duke 93, Maryland 83, Tennessee 61, Mississippi 45, Florida 75, Vanderbilt 73, Kentucky 91, Mississippi State 69, Kansas 45, Oklahoma State 41. In the ABA, Miami beat Los Angeles 126-112. The weather for the WNEW area, clear and cold, a low around 20 in the city. In the teens in the suburbs, cloudy and somewhat milder during the day with a high near 40. The outlook for Wednesday, sunny with seasonable temperatures. Humidity is 57, winds west at 6. It's 23 degrees. And repeating the top story, 2,000 sanitation men work through the night to clear city streets. Some side streets will be attacked today, and for the most part, major arteries in the metropolitan area are improving. This is Dave Marish, and that's WNEW News up to the minute.
Fudge. Vanilla. Here at WNEW FM with me.